2 Samuel chapter 14. Now Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart longed to see Absalom. So Joab sent to Tekoa, and brought a wise woman from there, and said to her, "Pretend that you are in mourning, and put on mourning clothes. Do not anoint yourself with olive oil. Act like a woman who has mourned for the dead for many days. Go into the king and speak to him in this manner." So Joab told her what to say. When the woman of Tekoa spoke to the king, she fell on her face to the ground and paid homage, pleading, "Help me, O king." Then the king asked her, "What is bothering you?" She answered, "I am a widow, and my husband is dead. Your servant had two sons. They got into a fight in the field, and there was no one to break it up. One struck the other and killed him. Now the whole family has risen up against your servant and demanded, 'Turn over the one who killed his brother, so that we may put him to death for the life of his brother whom he murdered, and so destroy this unworthy heir. Thus they will quench the only burning coal I have, and leave no one to carry on my husband's name, or no descendant left on the face of the earth.' Then the king said to the woman, 'Go to your house, and I will give orders concerning you.' Then the woman of Tekoa replied to the king, 'My lord, O king, let the guilt be on me and on my father's house. May the king and his throne be guiltless.' Then the king said, 'Whoever says anything to you, bring him to me, and he will not bother you any more.' Then she said, 'Let the king invoke the Lord, your God, swearing that the avenger of blood will not destroy any more. So they will not destroy my son.' He replied, 'As the Lord lives, not one hair of your son's head will fall to the ground.' Then the woman said, 'Let your servant please speak on the matter to my lord, the king.' He said, 'Speak.' The woman said, 'Why then have you devised such a thing against the people of God? For in rendering this judgment, the king is the one who is guilty, in that the king does not bring home again his own banished son. For we must all die, and are like water spilt on the ground that cannot be gathered up again. But God does not take away life, but devises ways that the one who is banished not stay banished from him forever. Now therefore, seeing that I have come to speak about this issue with my lord the king, it is because the people have made me afraid. Your servant thought, I will speak to the king. Perhaps the king will do what his servant requests. For the king will listen and deliver his servant from the hand of the man who would destroy both me and my son from the inheritance God has given us. Then your servant thought, the word of my lord the king bring me peace. For my lord the king is like an angel of God, being able to discern good and evil. May the Lord your God be with you.' Then the king answered the woman, 'Do not hide from me anything that I will ask you.' The woman said, 'Let my lord the king speak.' The king said, 'Did Joab put you up to this?' The woman answered, 'As your soul lives, my lord the king, no one can turn to the right or left from anything that my lord the king has spoken. For Joab your servant asked me and put these words in the mouth of your servant. Your servant, Joab, did it in order to resolve this situation. My lord is wise, having wisdom like an angel of God, knowing everything that is happening in the land.' The king said to Joab, 'All right, I will do it. Go, bring back the young man Absalom.' Joab fell with his face to the ground, paid homage, and blessed the king. Then Joab said, 'Today your servant knows that I have found favor in your sight, my lord the king, because the king has granted your servant's request.' So Joab got up and went to Geshur and brought Absalom back to Jerusalem. Then the king said, 'Let him go to his own house, but let him not see my face.' So Absalom went to his own house and did not see the king's face. Now in all Israel there was no one praised for being as handsome as Absalom. From the sole of his foot to the top of his head there was no blemish in him. He would cut his hair once a year, because it got so heavy he had to cut it. When he weighed his hair, it was 5 pounds. Absalom had three sons and one daughter, whose name was Tamar. She was a beautiful woman. Absalom stayed 2 full years in Jerusalem without seeing the king's face. Then Absalom sent for Joab to send him to the king, but he would not come to him. So he sent a second time, but he still would not come. Therefore Absalom told his servants, "Look, Joab's field is near mine, and he has barley growing there. Go, set it on fire." So Absalom's servants set the field on fire. Then Joab got up and came to Absalom at his house and complained to him, "Why did your servants set my field on fire?" Absalom replied to Joab, "Look, I sent for you saying, 'Come here so that I may send you to the king to say, why have I come back from Geshur? It would have been better for me to have stayed there. Now, therefore, let me see the king's face, and if I am guilty of anything, let him put me to death.'" So Joab went to the king and told him. The king summoned Absalom, so he came to the king, bowed himself with his face to the ground before the king, and the king kissed Absalom.